So then next up, we hear from the Termin camp, the defending champions, and joining us is Captain Roisin Friel. Roisin, welcome along to the airwaves of Highland once again.
Yeah, thanks, Oisin. Well, vice captain, I'm subbing in for Geraldine McLaughlin at the moment with out with the knee.
Yeah, so Geraldine has missed the bulk of the season and won't be available this coming weekend. But you, of course, are in as captain, you're vice captain, but you're in now, you're stepping up as captain. And I suppose so far this year, Roisin, when you put things into perspective, you've won the Gaeltacht and you've won the league, and now you're back in a senior final to try and retain the title. But there's no doubt at the start of the year, this is a position that the group wanted to be in.
Oh God, yeah, certainly a position we wanted to be in, Oisin. But like everything, you know, the stuff that we won earlier this year, yeah, it's wonderful and it's nice to do it, but championships where it's at, that's what everybody wants to win, you know. So we'll just be looking forward to Sunday now and hoping to get over the line, really, you know.
Yeah, and of course, you know each other very, very well. There's a history between these two groups, and if you look at the last four finals, you have won two each, and the history extends a lot further than that. So there's no big major surprises between the two outfits, is there, Roisin?
No, certainly not. I mean, I know people would say, like, you know, we've all not been involved for Glenfinnan and Geraldine not involved for ourselves. Like, that, like, to be honest with you, we know each other that well that I suppose it makes a wee bit of a difference in terms of, you know, that those players of that level aren't involved. But at the same time, when you look through, you know, Glenfinnan panel or our own panel, there's players there that could win a game on their own on any day. So, you know, you don't take any of that for granted. And we just prepare now for the challenge ahead, you know.
Yeah, and this Termin group has been evolving over the last number of years, and you've used quite a large number of players this year, and there's a big young contingent in the mix as well there, Roisin.
Oh gosh, certainly, Oisin. Like, we've I think I was saying previously, we've had, you know, I think something around 40 players maybe across the league in the championship, and a lot of young players involved. You know, some excellent footballers coming through in Termin, thank God, with the likes of Niamh Bonner and Maeve Brady and that, and like, I suppose it makes me feel all the bit better that when I'm at the back of the runs now, there's younger people in front of me, not just, you know, Nicole or Geraldine in front of me because they're quicker than me.
The game's at McCool Park, and a good move, obviously, by the Donegal LGFA. There's been a couple of games now played in Balbofey this year, but I suppose having the showpiece match to decide who will be the Donegal senior winners and what is seen as the home of Donegal football has been a good move by Donegal LGFA.
Oh, certainly. Like, like one thing I would say, our county board and the volunteers there, Oisin, have made massive strides in trying to promote ladies football. And I mean, that's reflected in the success of our senior ladies county team as well and our underage teams. But it's nice to be in McCool Park. Look, it's a venue we've played in before. Ourselves and Glenfinnan have played games in before, so it'll be nothing new to either team that way. But it's nice to have the triple header there. I mean, the only disappointment, I suppose, would be, you know, we were only hearing this morning that where the game and what time it was at. And I mean, to be fair to the ladies county board, that's not down to them. You know, they're having to coordinate with the men's, and I think sometimes the men could probably be a bit more forthcoming in supporting the ladies in that way and saying, like, this is our showpiece event and our showpiece of the year, and you know, maybe we could block off a venue in time for them. Look, and I appreciate they have a massive amount of games as well. I mean, our own men are involved in two matches this weekend, one at 1 o'clock just before our game over in Red Hughes. So supporters will be busy attending loads of matches, which is a good complaint to have. But we couldn't fault them. It's a great venue and we'll look forward to it now. Hopefully the weather will keep up.
Yep. Are you expecting the same sort of game now, Roisin, that's, I suppose, the two sides have went through over the last couple of years? Extra time was needed in both. And as we know, we had the 25-metre freeze that was required last year to decide who would be champions. Some will say not the ideal way to win a football match. Termin, of course, didn't mind winning it on those 25-metre frees last year. But these teams know each other very well. Can we expect another really, really close game here?
Oh, gosh, I suppose you don't know until the day. Like, the last day I can remember being on McCool Park and Glenfinnan, you know, hammering us in a county final. So it's not that long ago in the memory. Those type of games were on hand too. But yeah, look, I would imagine so. As I say, it's probably a different thing to the past couple of years when you don't have the two superstars, Niamh and Geraldine, like, but that just gives the opportunity for somebody else to step up. I mean, you look at Glenfinnan there. I mean, Katie Long had an outstanding season with the senior county team, and she's taken that form into the championship. You have somebody like Karen Guthrie, Katie Hearn, Anne Marie McGlynn, these type of players on the Glenfinnan panel. And I suppose if you look through her own, you've Emer Gallagher, Nicole McLaughlin, if Kieran McGarvey and Jodie, you know, it's, I suppose, you, like, at that level, you're expecting to get the best footballers, and thankfully they'll be on show on Sunday. In terms of a game, oh God, look, I hope we win. But yeah, I don't imagine it'll be any different than before. We know Glenfinn can bring the battle, and it'll be a tight game, and I don't expect anything different from them on Sunday, nor from ourselves. Hopefully we can match that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But listen, Rush, you've been involved in obviously groups that have won Donegal, Ulster, and an All-Ireland club title. And whoever wins on Sunday will be going through to another provincial campaign. We're not going to talk about that now. But as a group, if there was to be another senior championship going to the Burn Road, and I suppose with so many young players involved, what would it mean to this current crop of players involved with Termon?
Oh, it'd be a huge lift. It's a marker you set down for yourself. You know, you have to plan ahead at the start of the year, saying this is somewhere we want to be. We want to be on the shout to win something like that. I think it'll be a huge credit to the young people that's involved, because they're driving us forward all the time. I mean, you're chatting about North Ireland. We won 10 years ago. When you look out at our club now and the changes since that, like, we've a training pitch with lights, which is not something we had in 2014. We didn't have the option of training in the evening time. We're building a clubhouse now that's going to be probably one of the best facilities in the county. So, like, it's not just a thing for the young players, I suppose. It's a reflection of the club and the attitudes and the priority of the club in terms of, you know, pushing on, driving always, and striving for the best. And if you won a county title on top of that, it just, I suppose, it puts the thing happening, you know.
Listen, Roisin, many thanks for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck in the final at the weekend.
Thanks very much, Joshy.